A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?" "Yes, Lord," he answered, "you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my lambs." A second time Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," he answered, "you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep." A third time Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was sad because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" So he said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep. I'm telling you the truth. When you were young, you used to get ready and go anywhere you wanted to. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will bind you and take you where you don't want to go." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, ever since last Sunday, when we celebrated the Feast of the Ascension, I have been enjoying imagining what it must have been like for Jesus to rejoin his Father after so many years on earth. And even though Jesus was in constant communion with his Abba, there is something very special about physical presence. How can we begin to imagine the depth of the relationship between Jesus and his Abba, and thus the depth of this reunion? From the readings of John's Gospel this week between Ascension and Pentecost, when we have been taken once more into the priestly prayer of Jesus, I must admit I have felt very privileged to have a glimpse, a look, into the love, the intimacy that is expressed in these readings between Jesus and his Father. Our parish priest, who has a deep, tangible love of Jesus, often suggests to a penitent at reconciliation, as a penance, mind you, to take time and creep up on Jesus and listen into the prayer between Jesus and his Father. Well, I've discovered that sometimes that prayer is a profound silence. Yet what an invitation, and one that could scarcely be called a penance. Today's gospel, which we have just heard, comes at the very end of John's accounts of the appearances of Jesus to his disciples after the resurrection. You know, it is as if Jesus leaves the most important question of life to the very end. In this instance, he speaks specifically to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Now notice, Jesus does not ask, at this time, "Who do you say I am?" Of course, that was an important question. Yet now, as Jesus is about to leave his disciples, the focus is different. It is on love. Three times Jesus asks Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" Now here we are confronted with mystery, the mystery of relationship. Jesus is wanting to give his people into the care of Peter as their shepherd. However, he also knows that Peter is capable of the greatest weakness, that of betrayal. It would seem, in asking this question three times, Jesus is giving Peter the opportunity to prove that, despite his betrayal of the Master, he still does love. This question takes Peter and us into the realm of deep soul-searching. Do I know what it means to really love? Do I have any idea of the depth of the relationship which Jesus calls me to share with him, a relationship in the likeness of that between Jesus and his Father? Do I take time to really hear that invitation, that question of Jesus? Do you love me? Today, as we await the fullness of the outcoming of the Holy Spirit of love at Pentecost, we are taken back to the Ascension, when we were called by Jesus to be witnesses to his life, death, and resurrection. This is the Jesus journey. This is our journey. In today's Gospel, Jesus reminds us, through what he said to Peter, that our life is a journey of growing in love, of letting go and letting God. The way we are in old age is very different from how we were in our youth. The maturity of our love in old age is hopefully deeper than it was in our youth. When you were young, you used to get ready and go anywhere you wanted to. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will bind you and take you where you would rather not go. Only a deep love will enable us to make this transition of letting go and letting God. So those of us who have the privilege of walking with the elderly and the sick know only too well the truth of these words. As we companion people struggling to stretch out their hands and hearts and allow someone else to take them where they would rather not go, we are filled with admiration and prepare for our own similar journey. Let us pray that this somewhere else, for all of us, is eventually a journey into the heart of our loving God, into the Trinity, where there is the most intimate relationship of love possible. Blessings, especially as we prepare for the beautiful feast of Pentecost.